Okay, svartem lachem yimacher as Shabbos, v'yom haviachem as omer atenufa, sheva shabbosos t'milos t'yela. However, we know this pasuk, we've seen it a lot of times. We start counting sfiras omer, right, on the day after Yom Tov of Pesach. And the pasuk says, miyom haviachem as omer. So if I were to ask you, we have our first shir on Lag BaOmer, if I were to ask you, what is Lag BaOmer? What is the celebration of Lag BaOmer? So you might say, no, I'll have to guess what you'd say. Tell me what you'd say.
Rabbi Akiva's students stopped dying.
Rabbi Akiva's students stopped dying in Lag BaOmer. Okay? Perhaps such a tradition. What else? Rishon Rechai came out of the cave in Lag BaOmer. Okay? Could be a source for that. Could be. What else? Some say it's Rishon Rechai's yard site. Some say it's Rishon Rechai's birthday. A lot of things, a lot of interesting traditions, things that are said explicitly, things that are alluded to in the Sfarim HaKadoshim.
Well, Lag BaOmer is his yahrzeit. That's where everyone goes.
It's his yahrzeit.
But, like, is that known?
Yeah, it's known.
Is it true?
Is it true?
Yes.
Ah, but someone's going to listen to this and say it's not true. Okay. Yes, it's true. I'm not even gonna add like a footnote to that. Later, if you want to talk about it, we can talk about a footnote to that. But yes, it's true. It's Rabbi Shimon's yard site, it's Rabbi Shimon's birthday, it's the day he left the cave. Everything that we've said so far is true. Yes, Ozzy.
Was Lag BaOmer a thing before Rosh Hashanah?
Again, if you know. It's a good question. I mean, is the starting point the Talmid and Rabbi Akiva stopped dying? Is that the first moment of the Simcha? Rishon Baruch Chai was part of the new yeshiva that Rabbi Akiva built afterwards, right? He was one of the five Talmidim who Rabbi Akiva rebuilt his world with. Okay, well, let's talk about a very interesting idea that's found in Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer writes in his drashos an amazing thing. Svartim lechem imachras haShabbos in source number two. Sorry, I didn't number the sources. Miyom aviyachem es Omer quotes this pasuk. So Chassam Sofer says, up to this word Omer, there are 33 letters. Ad kan lamed gimel osios. Interesting. Remez alag v'omer. Okay. Now there's a lot to talk about this remez itself, but I want to focus on those next couple of words. Shabo hischil haman leired. Says the Chassam Sofer, the day that the man first started falling, Klal Yisrael was on Lag BaOmer. Now, how do you get such a calculation? Where do we have such a tradition? Chassam Sofer doubles down on it again in his Shilus and Tshuvos, in Yerodayasim and Reish Lamed Gimel, that the food that they were taking, that the food that they took with them from Mitzrayim ran out, and on Yud Ches, Iyar, Lag BaOmer, the man started to fall. So, Ozzy, in answer to your question, was there anything that happened in Lag BaOmer before, I guess, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Yeah, the man, Achilas Haman. Yiridas Haman. Okay? Which is an amazing idea. Just a fascinating idea. Now, why is that? So, in other words, how is the Chassam Sofer reading the Pasuk? We svartim lachem yimachras haShabbos, miyom haviyachem es Omer. He's saying that the Omer in the Pasuk is not just hinting. So what? From the day you start to bring the Karban HaOmer on the 16th of Nisan, but actually somehow this pasuk is hinting to us, since that word Omer is the 33rd right, letter. Up to Omer there are 33 letters. So apparently it's hinting to what? It's hinting to Lag BaOmer. But says the Chassam Sofer, but that's the day that the man started to fall. So Lag BaOmer is somehow a celebration of the Yiridas Haman. And by the man, the Torah tells us in Parshas Peshalach, in the fourth source, Zeh davar asher tziva Hashem, liktu mimenu ish lefi achlo, Omer lagalgolis. However, how much man did you take for the day? An Omer. So says Chassam Sofer, oh, see? The man. The man is the celebration of Lag BaOmer. Now, we have to try to analyze this a little. Like, what does that mean?
Omer is 31, 32, 33.
I guess so. Omer is 31, 32, 33. Right. The race of the word Omer is 33. Right.
Yeah, I'm saying
letter 33. Correct. Correct, which is also interesting to think about. You know, is there significance to the days leading up to Lag BaOmer? Is that okay? Now the Chassam Sofer writes a couple pages later in his drashos, he says something which, of course, we all know. He says, "Va'amarti yemei svira shehem hachana lekabalas haTorah." Again, svira saOmer, even though from a Torah perspective, svira saOmer is not necessarily connected to the day of Kabbalah Satorah, but in our mind, of course, Chassam Sofer says it explicitly that Svira Sa'omer is Hachana for Kabbalah Satorah. What we're about to learn is there's different types of Kabbalah Satorah. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which is the direction that we're heading in, was Megala also. He also gave Torah to Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. But there's a dimension of Torah that was revealed to the world through Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, what we call Nistar, Pnimius of Torah, the secrets of Torah, Kabbalah, the Zohar. Whatever you want to call it, Sfiras HaOmer is about getting to Kabbalah Satorah, yes. But there's a Kabbalah Satorah that takes place in the world of Nigla, in the world of revealed Torah. And there's a Kabbalah Satorah that takes place in the world of Nistar, of concealed Torah. And Lag BaOmer, of course, is very much a celebration of the Pnimius of Torah, the Nistar of Torah. Okay, so we mentioned yesterday in Nesivos Shalom, we were learning how the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer can be divided into what? Into 32 and 17, which we said is Gematria Lev Torah. We mentioned the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai told his Talmidim, go out and find the proper derech in life. And the derech that was chosen, by Rabbi Lazar ben Arach, was the derech of Lev Tov. That's the secret to spiritual success. Have a Lev Tov. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, oh, he got it right. The best way to maximize your potential in all areas of Avodas Hashem is to have a Lev Tov. Says the Bnei Yisaschar, in the second to last source on page 1. Rabbi Lazar ben Arach Omer Lev Tov. Ki me'aschalas haTorah bereishis ad tevas tov lamed beis tevos. Interesting. Rishas bar Elokim, Eis Hashemayim, Ve'Eis Haaretz, Va'Aretz, Hais HaTov, Vavo, V'Chosha, Al Pnei Sohom. If you count out the words, so there are 32 words until you get to the word Tov. Lev Tov. Interesting. Yora Alev Tov, Hu HaTov HaKlali. This is what Rabbi Lazar ben Arach is saying. That the most important midah to have is a Lev Tov, and it's hinted to. But again, count the words of the Torah. Count 32 words, and you'll come to the word Tov. The 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer are divided into 32 days prior to Lag BaOmer. And then Lag BaOmer, day 33, begins the last 17 days of the days of Tov. Hanilmad ala Tov HaKlali, which again alludes to this all-encompassing goodness. When a person counts from the word Mintevas Bereshis Ad Vayara Lokim Kitov, Hu HaTov HaKlali El HaTorah, Asher Ba Ganus HaOr HaTov. What is the Torah? The Torah is, like I mentioned this morning, Ein Tov El HaTorah. Torah is the ultimate Tov. That's where the light of Hashem is hidden. Al Kein Sivanu Hashem Yisbarach. So therefore Hashem commanded us in our preparation for Matan Torah to count 49 days, which is Lev Tov. Ein tov el haTorah, ki lekach tov nasati lachem, as he says here. And that's how we prepare ourselves. He says, Sefer Yisira talks about lamed beis nesivos chachma, 32 pathways of wisdom. Right? Again, it's all hinted to in this count of the first 32 words of the Torah to bring us to the lev tov, and that's what we're working on. That's step one. But then says the Bnei Yisaschar in the bottom paragraph on page 1, but if you understand this, you can understand so much more. So you'll tell me, so what does that mean? So Lag BaOmer is the day of Tov, it's the beginning of Tov. Lag BaOmer is not the day of Kabbalah Satorah, says the Bnei Yisaschar, but it's the day that we begin to get the tovest part of the Torah, the best part of the Torah, the holiest, deepest part of the Torah. The Ur of the Torah, the inner light of the Torah. Now again, everything I'm saying is unrefined, right? Because every word of Torah is equally holy, and we're not, God forbid, saying that the Ikkar is that you should be learning Kabbalah all day and not learning Nigla, learning Halacha, and learning Gemara. That's not what, none of us, no one's saying that. No one healthy and normal would say such a thing. But there's a certain tov, there's a certain goodness of the innermost dimension of Torah that reveals Hashem in the deepest way. Two lines from the bottom. It's an illuminating light that gives you the ability to see from one end of the world to the other. By this light you can see the mysteries of the Creator of the world. You can't necessarily see that if you just learn the Pasuk and you just read the Pesukim that are describing Yaakov and his sheep in Lavan's house. You open up the Arizal and you find out that those sheep are actually the secrets of Maisa Bereishis. I'm not using that as just like a theoretical example. That's what the Arizal talks about. The speckled sheep and the spotted sheep and the ringed sheep, that's all referring to how God created the world. You can't see that unless you learn Pnimiyas Satara. So comes along Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who is Karu Butzina Kadisha. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is called the Butzina Kadisha. You know what that means? Butzina? Butzina means a lamp. Kadisha means holy. A holy light. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who gave us a new light. Turn the page. Ki al yodo nizgalu is bizgal yasodos haTorah. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who revealed to us the secrets of Torah. He helped us to see the Ur of the Torah, the Ur Kitov that's hidden in the Torah. That's why the name of his Sefer, says the Bnei Yisachar, is what? Is the Zohar. What does the word Zohar mean? It means to shine, to illuminate. It's a flashlight to help us to see the deeper light that is hidden within every bit of Torah. And therefore, he writes in the third line, Al-Kain Yom HaDein Tov Yomim Lamatan Torah. That's why on Rabbi Shimon's day, Lag BaOmer, we enter into the Tov, the 17 days, on the way to Kabbalah Satorah. Asher Maschilis Notes Ha'ur Ki Tov BaTorah. Because Rabbi Shimon again gives us the ability to see the light of the Torah. And then he writes, Lag BaOmer is the Yom Hilula de Rishon Bar Yochai. It's the Yart of Rishon Bar Yochai. Bo BaYom Olo L'Shmei Meromim. It's the day that he went up to Shemayim. U'mistama BaYom Zen Nolad Gamken. But Yisachar suggests, again, I can't prove you, I can't show you Rishon Bar Yochai's birth certificate. But says the Bnei Yisachar, presumably he was born on the same day that all tzaddikim are blessed to what? To be born and die on the same day. As Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu completes the lives of tzaddikim. Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday and yahrzeit are Zayin Adar. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's birthday and yahrzeit are Lag BaOmer. And it's the day again where that Tov starts to reveal itself to the world. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, Vayhi or Vayar Elokim or Ki Tov. Hashem saw that the or is Tov. Again, count those 32 words that begin the Torah, and you'll come to the Sod, the secret of Lev Tov. Okay. However, so you have to then ask yourself: so what is Lag BaOmer? What is Shavuos? So apparently, you have to say that. And let's go back to Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer said, right? If you count the pasuk, "Usvartim lachem imachar sa Shabbos v'yom aviyachem es omer atenufa sheva Shabbosos tivimos tiyena." So when you get to the word Omer, you're now up to 33 letters. And that was the day that we started to get the Mun, which is an Omer legulgolas. You got a lot of loose ends here. You got to tie this together. So it could be that there's two parts to Sfiras Omer. Again, Lev and Tov, 32. The first 32 days, and then the last 17 days. The first 32 days that we start counting Mimachas HaShabbos is a Hachana, is preparing ourselves to receive the Torah of Nigla, the revealed Torah. But the last 17 days, the Tov days of Sfiras HaOmer, from the Yartzeit of Rishon Bar Yochai and onward, we're preparing ourselves for what? For the Nistor of Torah, for the secret dimension of Torah. First, you have to get yourself ready. You have to start first accepting Torah in its revealed properties. But the last stretch of preparation, again, ironically, Lag BaOmer in the calendar falls out before Shavuos.
You would think that it's Shavuos and Lag BaOmer.
Part of the answer is that the intention of the Torah is hopefully that we should come to the deepest dimension of Torah. In our preparation of our 49 days, first it's Lev. That prepares us for Torah in general, on a Nigla level, on a revealed level. But then the last 17 days are preparing us what? From Rabbi Shimon's yard site, we begin to prepare ourselves for what? For the deeper dimension of Torah. For the Nistor of Torah. Now, we know that on Shavuos we're going to bring a carbon. We've talked about it quite a few times already. What is the name of the carbon that we're going to bring on Shavuos? The Shtei Halechem. Right? It's Chametz, it's the Matzah. We learned a lot about it. There's a minhag on Shavuos to eat dairy. You've heard such a minhag.
Cheesecake.
Now, what is that minhag really about? A lot has been written about that, but let me just show you the Ramah. You should know what the Ramah says. The Shulchan Aruch, Simitav Tzadi Dalid, Sif Gimel, the Ramah says the following. V'noagin b'chol makom lecho ma'achalei chalav b'yom rishon shel Shavuos. There's a minhag to eat dairy products on the first day of Shavuos. Where does that minhag come from? Says the Ramah, it seems to me, v'nir li atam, shu kamo shnei hatavshilin shalokchen b'leil Pesach, zecher l'Pesach v'zecher l'chagiga, kein och l'machal chalav v'acher kach machal basar. What we're trying to commemorate is the fact that what? That on the Seder plate, we have an egg and a shank bone, zecher l'Pesach, zecher l'chagiga, and therefore we want to have meat and milk. Okay, interesting. We want to have two ma'achalim, the most radically different ma'achalim. We have milk followed by meat. In other words, it's Yom Tov. You have to have meat on Yom Tov. It's part of Simchas Yom Tov. But you want to have a dairy meal first? Okay. Ah, but if you're going to have a dairy meal, the halacha says that the bread that was used at a dairy meal can't be used at a meat meal. Because we're concerned that you touched it with your cheesy hands or your meaty hands, right? Or when you were passing, you know, you're passing the dish, some of it spilled onto the bread. And therefore, the bread is either milchix or fleishix, even though bread is not supposed to be milchix or fleishix. You're not really allowed to make dairy bread. Unless Allah says, if you mark it, if it's clear that it's dairy, or if it's obvious that it's meat, right? But typically, bread is supposed to be parv. So if you're going to have a milchik meal and a meat meal, so then you're going to have what? More than one loaf of bread. So, shtei halechem. Oh, Shavuos. Shtei halechem. That's the carbon of Shavuos. Well, what? The Ramah is telling us a lot of things here. There's a minhag to eat dairy. Why? Because on Pesach, we had a zecher l'Pesach and zecher l'chagiga. So, so too, we have machal chalav and machal basar. And to do that, you need to have two loaves of bread. And that, says the Ramah, v'yesh b'zeh zikaron l'shnei halechem shayim akrivim b'yom b'kur. And this reminds us of the shtei halechem, the two loaves that were offered on Shavuos, on the Yom HaBikurim, which is Shavuos.
We don't have lechem mishnah.
Anything to do with
the
Pesach?
Right. Why do I have to link that at all to the two foods that we didn't eat on Pesach? Right. So that's a great question, and I'm going to leave that aside for now. But the Ramah's last line is the one that's interesting to me. That we have there's an inyan of eating dairy because we have to have dairy, and then we'll have meat, and we'll have shtei halechem. That's the minhag. Right. Why do I have to have shtei halechem? So you say, we have lechem mishnah already. That's shtei halechem. We always have shtei halechem.
Now we have four.
Okay, but this is a shtei halechem in a different way.
Shnei lechemim.
Right, shnei lechemim in a unique way as a zecher to the shtei halechem of Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos. Okay, yeah.
Why does it say shtei halechem al shulchan? Shouldn't it be like shtei halechem available, but
right.
only one on the shulchan?
Well, you're gonna have a milchix meal.
Then you'll take it away.
Then you're gonna clean up, put out a fleishig tablecloth, new reset fleishig dishes, a new loaf of bread, and you'll serve a fleishig meal.
Oh, new loaf of bread.
Two meals. So most people don't necessarily mekayim this minhag in this way, but that's what the Ramah suggests. Very interesting. Now, if you look in Maseches Chagiga on the bottom of the page. Maseches Chagiga, the Gemara darshins a pasuk in Yeshaya. The Navi Yeshaya is very angry at Klal Yisrael on behalf of Hashem. And he says, the time is going to come that in Yerushalayim there's going to be no supporters. All of the things that are needed for a functional society are going to be taken away from you. Right? The pasuk says in Yeshaya, second to last source on page 2, Ki neha Adon Hashem Tzavakos Meisir Meyushalayim Yehuda, Hashem is going to take away from Yerushalayim and from Yehuda Mash'ein U'mash'eina. That means the things that are needed to carry a person. Kol mish'an lechem v'chol mish'an mayim. Says the Gemara, in the last verse on the page, Chagiga daf yudalid, mash'ein bale mikra. Mash'ein refers to those who learn chumash. Mash'eina refers to those who are bale mishnah. Kol mish'an lechem elu bale talmud. So in other words, what the Gemara is establishing for us, Shenemar lechu lachmu belachmi, apparently lechem is synonymous with Torah. Lechem, the same way mayim is synonymous with Torah, lechem is synonymous with Torah. So now let's go back to the shtei halechem of Shavuos. On Shavuos, we're going to get two breads. We have a carbon of two breads. Well, what do you mean two breads? How many Torahs are there? So you could say Torah Shavichsav and Torah Shavalpeh.
Five Torahs.
Right? You can say the five Torot, Rishi University. A lot of things you could say. You could say two Luchos. Right? Who knows two? I know two. Shnei Luchos Abris. Says the Sas Emes, going back up on page two. Says the Sas Emes in his writings on Shavuos from the year 1871. The Sas Emes says such beautiful words. On Shavuos, we bring a Mincha Chadasha. As we learned yesterday, the Kli Yakar said the Mincha Chadasha is the Torah itself. Ki bo reisa bar kadosh baruch hu alma, with the Torah Hashem created the world. And therefore, says the Sfas Emes, nimta chiyus pnimius shol kol hanivra mukoach ha-reishus mea Torah. Your existence is dependent upon Torah. Bishvil ha-Torah shenikri reishus. That's what sustains you. And therefore, Kabbalas ha-Torah means what? Well, then how did I exist before there was Torah? How did anyone who lived prior to Kabbalas ha-Torah live? The answer is the world was always built on Torah. Right? Everything is built on Torah. Istakul ba-reisa u-bara alma. That tree is built on Torah. Ah, but the tree doesn't know it. And you know what? Human beings didn't know it until what? Until Kabbalah Satorah. So what happened at Har Sinai, Chevra? Says the Sfas Emes in the fourth line, the Iker Kabbalah Satorah who is Galus. It was when Hashem said, by the way, let me explain how this is actually working. You think you're alive because of certain biological realities. It's not true. You're alive because of the Torah. That was revealed to humanity. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, the Targum translates, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Isgale, Hashem revealed Himself on Har Sinai. Not just that God revealed Himself to the world, but Hashem revealed that your existence is Him. That your world is Him, is Torah. And it was a Mincha Chadasha, it was like, whoa, the whole world was transformed. And therefore, on Shavuos, it's a day where what? It's a day of revelation. On the most simple level, it's revelation of Torah. But concludes this Sfas Emes, where it's bolded, he quotes from his grandfather, the Chidushei Arim, that on Shavuos, what? There are two lechems. There's shtei halechem. The Chiddush Arim says, what are these shtei halechem? He says, ki yesh lechem mishamayim, v'hu is oris mechesed Hashem, v'yesh lechem min ha'aretz, v'hu al yedei ma'isim tovim mitachtonim, v'chulu. The Chiddush Arim, the first Gerab said, there's lechem min ha'shamayim. That's kind of the things that Hashem does for you when you don't deserve it. And then there's lechem min ha'aretz. There's a way that we support or sustain ourselves or sustain Hashem, if you could say such a thing, through our actions, right? Lechem min ha-shamayim is what Hashem gives us. It's the sustenance that Hashem gives us. Lechem min ha-aretz is what we give Hashem, so to speak. Is what we earn with our ma'asim tovim me'tachtonim. So, says Rav Pinchas Friedman Shlita, he looks at Tzadik in Eretz Yisrael, Shvilei Pinchas. He says, let's use this idea as we turn to page 3. Let's think about it a different way. Now that the Chiddush Arim has told us that on Shavuos we're celebrating two types of lechem, and the Gemara in Chagiga told us that we're celebrating the fact that lechem is Torah. So what are these two types of Torah? So again, you could say Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebapeh. You could say, like the Chiddush Arim said, it's the lechem, it's the way that Hashem sustains us and the way that we give back to our mitzvos ha'maisim tovim. But maybe the two lechemim, maybe the two breads, maybe it's two types of Torah. Maybe it's Torah HaNigla, and maybe it's Torah HaNister. In other words, like we said, maybe Shavuos is the culmination of two types of preparation. 32 days of preparing ourselves for what? For the revealed aspect of Torah. But then when you come to Lag BaOmer, when you come to Rabbi Shimon's day, we start to prepare ourselves for what? Then I don't want to be a Jew who doesn't believe in the deeper dimensions of Torah. I want to be a Jew who understands that there's something called Pnimiyas HaTorah. I want to understand that there's a deeper hidden dimension of Torah. So now, let's come back to what the Chassam Sofer told us. What happened in Lag BaOmer? Maybe the first thing that we've identified that happened in Lag BaOmer is the Yiridas HaMan, where the man started to fall, the man which was collected as an Omer. So Chavra, what was the man? You know, there's an interesting discussion about what bracha you make on the man. You ever think about that question? What bracha do you make on the man? Well, what bracha do you make on bread? Hamotzi lechem, min ha'aretz. What bracha do you make on the man? So there's Svar Makadoshim that say the bracha that Klal Yisrael made on the man was hamotzi lechem min hashamayim. Min hashamayim. Two types of bread. But let's talk about two types of Torah. There's the Torah of the Aretz, There's the practical Torah that governs our lives, but then there's Torah that's min hashamayim. There's the bread that grows from the ground, then there's the bread that grows from Shammai. Take a look at the Zohar, in Parshas Vayechi, on page 3. When Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was about to pass away, the Zohar records many, many stories and occurrences. They came to Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba was the one who was actually assigned the responsibility to write the Zohar, to reveal, to write down those secrets of Torah that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was revealing at the very end of his life. Also, Legabi Derbi Abba Sachle. They told Rabbi Abba that Rabbi Shimon was at his end. Salak Rabbi Abba Yadoi Al Reshe. Rabbi Abba put his hands on his head. Uvachav Amar. And he started to cry and scream. Look at the words of the Zohar, where it's bolted. Rabbi Shimon Rechaya Ditachanin Minei Mona Tava Kolyoma Velokdin Le. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the one who would grind up. He was the Rechai. What's a Rechayim? Rechayim's a mill. Right? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the one who would grind. The Tochenin. Tochen. What's Tochen? Grinding. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the mill that would grind mana tava, good man. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the one who would give us the man that we were locked in, like, that we would collect all the time. In other words, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Torah is like what? Is compared to, by his one of his greatest Talmidim, is compared to the man. Rishon Bayochai, he put his hands up. When he heard that Rishon Bayochai's life is coming to an end, he said, who's going to feed us the man? Who's going to feed us the man? What does he mean by that? Kamad dichsev, like it says by the man, ha-mam-it asaf asara chamarim. That even, what it's hinting to is that even you know, the smallest amount was very significant. In other words, a tiny bit of Pnimiyas Torah, when you hear a deep Torah idea, right? Pnimiyas Torah is, you know, represents sort of the Ein Sof of Torah, right? The endless dimensions of Torah. But even a drop of it sometimes can light up your eyes, can give you life. So without Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, v'hashta rechai umana istalku. Now our mill and our mud is going to be lost. V'lo ishtar ba'alma minei. We're not going to have anything left. Bar kava dichsiv. This is reminiscent of what it says, like it says in Parshas B'Shalach, kach tzenes achas. When Aaron HaKohen was told by Moshe, take a flask, excuse me, and place in it Melo Omer Man, and store up some man, Vahanech Oso Lifnei Hashem L'Mishmeres, and put it where? Lifnei Hashem. Keep it before the Aaron. A flask of man, a jar of man, for future generations. V'ilu Be'izgalia Loksiv El L'Mishmeres. And the man, the Pasuk says that Aaron HaKohen was told to what? Aaron HaKohen was told to store it in a secret place. Because the man represents secret Torah. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Torah is the secret Torah. Hashta, last line, Hashta, man yochel legal erazin. Who do we have left to reveal secrets to us without Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? We don't have our Zohar, we don't have our shining light anymore. Uman yindalon, who's going to know these things without Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is compared to man. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Torah is the Torah of Mud. So how fascinating it is that what was Lag BaOmer, says the Chassam Sofer, according to a calculation, Lag BaOmer was the day the Jewish people historically started eating the Mud, the Lechem Min HaShamayim. That Torah, the dimension of Torah, that's not the Torah of the Aretz. The Torah of the Aretz is the Shvitz it out Torah of Gemara Rashi Tosos. The Torah of the Mud is the Torah that's beyond this world. The Lechem Min HaShamayim. Says the Gemara in Maseches Yoma, Tadur Rabbanan, Lechem Abirim L'Achal Ish, says, right, strong bread was consumed by man. Says the Gemara, this is Rabbi Akiva's Drasha, Lechem Shemalachay Asharis Ochlen Aso. This is the bread that the angels eat, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Right? In reference to the man is called what? It's called the Lechem of the Malachay Asharis. It's a godly food, a Tamotzi Lechem Min HaShamayim. The food that's beyond this world. Rabbi Yishmael has a different drasha. Rabbi Yishmael says it's a lechem that was what? That the Evarim consume. It's a lechem that had no psolus. You didn't go to the bathroom, says the Gemara, when you ate the man. It was fully absorbed. None of it was waste matter. It was the purest. It was the purest sustenance. And that's what the secrets, that's what the deeper dimensions of the Torah are. When a person comes into contact with Pnimiyas HaTorah, it's pure Elokus. when you're learning something in Nigla, sometimes you wonder, what does this have to do with God? Why do I need to know that Laban's sheep looked like this or that? Why do I need to know the names of Esav's descendants? Why do I need to know the Alufei Yishmael? Why do I need to know all the spots that the Jewish people traveled? Eila Maseh B'nei Yisrael. And then you come to the Torah of Rabbi Shimon and you see that every bit of that is filled with what? With godliness and deep, deep secrets of Torah. That's the man. That's the man of the Torah. Says the pasuk in Beshalach, Vayikru Beis Yisrael Shemo Man. The Jewish people called it man, v'hu kezera gad lavan, v'ta'amo ketzpichas v'dvash. Why did they call it man? The pasuk says because they didn't know mahu, they didn't know what it was. Says Rav Menachem Mendel of Rimanov in the last source on page 3. Yesh l'seis tam, al shem ha'etzem, lama nikra shemo man. Why did they call it the man? Hagam shemuvur b'pasuk, even though the pasuk says they called it man, kilo yadu mahu, because they didn't know what it was. So manu was like mahu, they didn't know what it was. So why do they call it that? Yadu mahu shem man, because they didn't know what it was, they called it man. Shem acher, I don't understand. Vinira, he explains, ki aman hayalechem abirim. The man was godly food, it was angelic food. Vehi meichal ruchani ma'od, was a very spiritual food. Shayim bezachich lahem es haseichav ha-machshav la'avod ha-saborei. Yisbarach b'chol yom yoser v'yoser. When you ate the man, from one day to the next, it changed you. It prepared you to receive, to be a better Eved Hashem. It had this awesome, instant, transformative effect on a person. Kama shavi arnu l'mala. V'im hayeechad me'yisrael medabrim chavero hayom. Listen to this. It says Rav Menachem Mendel Rimanov, if I were to speak to my friend today, right, talking to Michael, we're schmoozing, and then the next day I bump into him after he ate his breakfast, he ate his man, V'roa es madrigaso shu omid hayom, and I see whatever level that he's on right now. Va'acher kach diber imo biyom machar, and then I speak to him the next day. Lo hayamakir oso, I hardly recognize the guy. Like, are you the same person I was talking to yesterday? That's how transformative the man was. So when the pasuk says they called it man because they didn't know mahu, it's not they didn't know what the man was, but they saw that they didn't even recognize the people around them anymore. The man was the spiritual food that had this instantaneous event. You didn't have to like go to yeshiva in Israel for the year and then come back and like, oh, this guy changed, you know? Oh, he wears his tzitzis out now. Oh, he only wears white shirts. Right? Oh, he walks around carrying Jewish books. He never did that in high school. But the man was such an experience from literally from one day to the next. That's what the man was. The man had this awesome transformative effect on a person. So therefore, we now understand why Lag BaOmer is the day that the man started to fall to the world. The day the Jewish people started eating the man was foreshadowing the Torah of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Dafka on Lag BaOmer. Again, Chevron, right now we're preparing generally for Kabbalah Satorah. But when you get to Lag BaOmer, the last 17 days, the Tov days, that final stretch is what? Are the days in which we focus on, not only do I want to have a relationship with Torah in its, you know, practical, more external, superficial dimensions. And again, every bit of Torah is deep. Be so careful with these types of words. But I want to be able to experience the pnimius of Torah, the tov of the Torah, the innermost dimension of Torah. We'll just end, yeah.
It's just interesting how, you know, we were saying how we split up the 49 days to
right.
End the first
Lev and Tov, yeah.
Right, Lev and Tov. But the first during Lev we're also fast, like we're in,
right.
We're not shaving.
There's an Avelis. There's an Avelis.
So.
There is an event.
You have the two ideas, but we're
because there's a sadness. There is a sadness. And they say it like this. Maybe it's a strong way to say it, but if you just have this, if you don't have the pnimius satar, there is a certain sadness. Right? There is a certain sadness. The Zohar has such sharp things about a person who doesn't believe in deeper dimensions of Torah. It says, "What do you think this is? A history book? It is. It's life. Maybe that's what a velus is. It lacks chiyus. It lacks life. Right." We said yesterday also how the Arizal says you divide the 49 days into what? Into Kel and Chai. Right? Into 31 days and then Chai, then the Chai days, the alive days. There's something more alive about Torah when you're able to see the deeper dimensions that every bit of it reveals Elokus. Right? So yeah, there isn't a... If you just take the first half of Sphira, the 32 without the 17, then your life lacks, yeah, there is. It lacks a certain liveliness. Powerful, powerful idea to say it that way. Yeah.
This year also points to a connection of another shiur we had about days versus weeks. This points to days, like strictly.
Interesting,
like,
right?
Not focusing on weeks. Right. 33 isn't, 31 isn't, you know,
17. Right, right.
Like, that's the break.
Right, right. We have to think about it. We should think about it.
And the man, it was every day, not every week.
Right, you collected it day by day. Right, that's a very strong connection to the whole Indian of Sfiras Omer and the man. Right. The man was very much a day by day type of vodo, which is very much highlighted by Sfira. Yeah. Yeah.
Couldn't be the next day.
Right? All right, so let's end with the last couple of sources. The Gemara says in Tanis that what? That we had three gifts in the Midbar. And the three gifts were given to us in the schus of three leaders, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. The three gifts were the Be'er, the Anan, and the Man. The Be'er, the well, the magical well, was b'schus Miriam. The Omer HaAnan, the surrounding clouds, was b'schus Aaron. And the Man was b'schus Moshe. Now, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah. And we're learning how what? How during Sfiras HaOmer, of course, we're preparing for Kabbalah Satorah. But the Man represents what? The Man represents, we said, the deeper dimensions of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was literally shining when he came back. He was wearing a mask at times because he was so illuminated. Says the Arizal in his Likutei Shas, on Masech HaShabbos, the story of Rishon Bar Yochai in the cave, Da, you should know. Ki Arashbi Olav HaShalom Hayanitot Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. The Rishon Bar Yochai was a Gilgal, was a Nitzot Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ukamosha Moshe Barach Mepnei Cherev Paro, Behisig Shleimuso Shamba Midbar. Just like Moshe had to run away from someone who was trying to kill him and he was hiding out in the wilderness. And that's really when he became Moshe Rabbeinu. He had the encounter with the burning bush and he really begins that journey to becoming the Moshe Rabbeinu who we know. So too. Kach, Rishon Bar Yochai, Barach, Mepnei HaKesar. Rishon Bar Yochai also fled for his life from his enemy, from the Caesar. And he also went into a cave, and he was hiding out in that Mara, in Lud. And it was there that he became Rishon Bar Yochai. Amazing things. And Moshe Rabbeinu is very much connected to Rishon Bar Yochai. But that makes sense, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the one in whose merit we were zochah to the Man. And therefore, Rishon Bar Yochai continues to give Man to Klal Yisrael, not just in the form of this spiritual, physical sustenance, right? But just pure, deep Torah that Rabbi Abba puts his hands on his head. Oh, with that Rabbi Shimon Yochai, what's going to be? Who's going to feed us the man? Who's going to give us the Pnimius HaTorah? And therefore, the Svarim HaKadoshim point out, the Chassam Sofer and others, in the final source, the Torah's Moshe, the Chassam Sofer points out, I wrote it wrong, sorry. I'm supposed to say Lag, I don't know how to laugh. Lag Ba'Omer, right? Lag Ba'Omer is Gematria Moshe, 345. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, it's supposed to be Laman Gimel, not Laman Beis. Yeah, that's why I messed it up. I typed this one by hand. Lag Ba'Omer is Gematria Moshe. So Chava, let me just end by saying one very strong thing from the writings of the Arizal. Rav Chaim Vital writes in the Hakadama to the Eitz Chaim, the Torah Arizal. He writes in the Hakadama, it's long, he writes very strong things. But he writes there, he says, you know what the Chayit of Eitz Hadas was? What was the Eitz Chaim? The Eitz HaChaim is the deeper dimensions of Torah. The Eitz HaDas, Tovera, is wanting to study Torah like an academic person. I want to be a scholar. I want to learn Torah so I can show my intellectual, you know, prowess. And that's not what Torah is. Torah is getting to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the Chet of Adam and Chava, the failure, they should have eaten from the Eitz HaChaim. The Eitz HaChaim is what we're learning about. Rabbi Shimon actually died on the world, on the word Chaim. He left his life. Right? He left Sham Tziva Hashem as a Chaim. He left this world on the word Chaim. His Torah is a living Torah. Right? We're learning today about Eretz Yisrael being an Eretz HaChaim. It's the Torah's Eretz Yisrael is the Pnimius HaTorah. Pnimius HaTorah is very much the Torah Eretz Yisrael, not the Torah. Babel is the world of Gemara. Babel, Golis is the world of Shas and Poskim. Eretz Yisrael is the world of light. It's a Torah of Ur. And therefore, the tikkun of Lag Ba'Omer is asking ourselves, do I have the general connection of the Lamed Beis, the 32 days of general connection to Torah, of Torah Sanigla, but I am prepared on Shavuos to eat Shtei HaLechem. Not just the Lechem Min HaAretz, which is critical, you need the Lechem Min HaAretz, but also am I going to once again tap into the Achilas Haman. And again, realize that Aaron HaKohen put aside that flask of man, Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen, right? Aaron is Mid of Hod, Rabbi Shimon is Hod Shabahod, Lag Ba'Omer is Hod Shabahod. It's a day where we have the opportunity to take the man and to eat the man once again. Okay, so this is the secret of the Chassam Sofer. That Lag Ba'Omer, someone asks you, what is Lag Ba'Omer? Oh yeah, of course, it's the day that we started eating the man. The day that the man started falling on Yud Chasir, Chai. It's alive. It's about being alive. Right? And the man transformed the person. So we should be zocha to learn Torah in a deep, deep way. And I can tell you, again, personally, when I first started recognizing that there are deeper dimensions of Torah, and I started learning Chasidus and Pnimiyas HaTorah, my whole Yiddishkeit became so much more alive. So I bless us that in the Sfas of Rashbi and all of the Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shemar Yochai and that whole base Medrash and all those Sadiqim, we should be zocha to tap into the Pnimiyas HaTorah, and we should be zocha to eat the man.
Shkoyach.
Our first taste of Tyrus Rashbi. More to come.